Unit 8. Translation. October 14. Many students wish that there were a shortcut to learning English. However, teachers believe it is a good idea that students cultivate the habit of studying and practicing English every day. It is reported that European tourism has been hit hard by terrorist attacks. Tourists now avoid visiting European cities for fear of being attacked. This past summer, a British TV show tried to encourage people to pay more attention to art in museums. The show was called Fake, The Great Masterpiece Challenge. Working with 6 museums, the producers of the show had 7 real artworks replaced with fakes. Visitors were informed of this and challenged to spot the fakes. People were also invited to take part in this competition online. The top 10 fake spotters appeared on the show, and the winner took home a British masterpiece valued at £5,000 UK. Though the show wanted to present a fun activity, there was a serious side to it as well. Museums saw it as a way to make visitors spend more time looking at the pictures. In trying to spot the details that betrayed the pictures as fakes, they would look at them more closely and critically. This would lead to a better appreciation of the finer details of the work, such as the colors and techniques used. It's a simple but rather clever way to engage people, said Michael Gormley of the National Galleries of Scotland.